Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Star Street bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Caleb Barlow, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, president and chief executive officer of Synergist Tech, and he's one of the top cybersecurity experts in the galaxy. Caleb, thanks again for being here. So a lot of people now know the term SolarWinds. But that's just the catchphrase for an attack. It's actually, SolarWinds is actually a reputable company. They didn't intend for their brand name to become a pejorative, but that's the name that's been given to this record, unprecedented attack on not just private sector, but the government. They've been, the attackers have been roaming around. We think it's Russia. I think we've been roaming around inside of our government. Hundreds of networks, maybe thousands of networks, have been breached, and they've been in there for a while. And Caleb, as far as I can determine, they're still there. What do you think?
Well, this is what we call a supply chain attack. So basically, what occurred is allegedly Russian operatives inserted malicious code into the software of a legitimate company, and of course when that software was updated through an automatic update process, it rolled out to thousands of companies.
And that was the
government.
SolarWind update. That's the reason why the name.
Correct. Now, you know, this is not a new form of attack, right? I mean, coming in and attacking via supply chain attack is frankly probably one of the more fruitful attack methods that we're going to see more of coming down the road.
That's the same kind of an attack that you and I have been warning small business owners about not being the weak link or the open door that allows them to get to our bigger customers through us. We would be part of a supply chain attack, wouldn't we?
That's right. And now many of your listeners are small businesses that likely provide services to the U.S. government.
Right.
So there's a new thing that's rolling out. Interestingly enough, the timing couldn't be better. It's something called CMMC. And what this is a new standard that every supplier to the U.S. military is going to have to meet. And what it does is it actually does a level of control validation into all of these military suppliers to make sure their security is up to snuff. You can't just say you do these things anymore. You actually have to get an assessment from a third-party assessment organization to validate that your security posture is at the maturity level where it needs to be. So, you know, this attack is unprecedented, but it isn't like the U.S. government hasn't been thinking about this problem. And actually, they're in the process of rolling out the solution to help, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's when it comes to their own supply chain. So, you know, there's 300,000 military contractors in the U.S., most of which are small businesses. So
yeah,
this is a big deal for small businesses in the next year.
Well, Caleb, I'm now in my third decade of pointing out that the government doesn't have its cornflakes together with regard to cybersecurity. And after all these years, and we got this kabuki dance that we call a U.S. government in Washington, D.C., with all that going on, they're not minding the store. They're not paying attention to what's going on. They're not doing their job up there. And so I'm blaming this on Washington. It's their responsibility. But you pointed out to me that the private sector has some complicity in this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, at the end of the day, who's building all the security? Who's running all the tools? It's the private sector. You know, and the private sector's got to step up and invest in their defenses. Now, here's the good news.
That's got to include the SolarWinds company, right? I mean, they allowed this to tick.
Absolutely. Right? Now, the thing is, we talk about the negative of this all the time. We've got to flip this around. This is where government can help. We've got to stop looking at this as just a defensive posture and start looking at this as an investment opportunity. I mean, the technologies and innovation required to shore this up are absolutely possible, but we have to invest in this as a country, and we have to make this a priority. If we do that, it will foster tens of thousands of high-paying jobs, most of which will go into small businesses. I mean, Jim, there's over 500,000 open, unfilled security jobs right now in the United States.
I believe it.
I mean, the economic opportunity here is enormous.
And these are more than $15 jobs, too.
Oh, yeah. No, these are six-figure jobs.
Yeah. So... How do we get to there? You just told us where we need to go. How do we get there?
Well, the first thing we've got to recognize is that to fundamentally change this problem, most of the issues are cyber crime related. And we got to get cyber crime off the map. And the biggest thing we've got to do there is change the economics for the bad guys. And the way we do that is stop paying them. Stop paying
ransom. Don't pay the ransom.
Every time we pay a ransom, we facilitate the next attack.
Right. But in order to do that, we have to have our system set up so that when we get hacked, when we get ransomed, we don't care. We just shut that box down and move over to the one to the right, right?
Right. And we got to think about this differently. Let me give you an example, right? The University of Vermont Health System was locked up with ransomware a few months ago. Completely locked up, right? Allegedly is costing them $65 million to remediate this.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, they're insured, I'm sure, at some level. But $65 million, I guarantee you they didn't have a $65 million security budget, right?
No.
We've got to pivot the risk around to say, all right, that million-dollar security budget for a decent-sized hospital isn't out of the cards.
This is also what the government needs to do. Instead of talking about other things that aren't even real, we've got to protect ourselves. This is the equivalent of an invasion. Folks, right back with Caleb Barlow, Tintil.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.